Hi, it's Randy Rhodes, and here's what you missed.
Oh, this is the most educational thing I've ever seen in my life. This is everything. Okay, maybe I'm just a constitutional geek, a dweeb, but I am loving the constitutional experts who are testifying about what constitutes an impeachable offense. Let's join, shall we? We have Louis Gohmert. Louis Gohmert, pretending to know anything about anything, questioning the constitutional scholars.
This hearing is indicative of the indecency to which we come when, instead of the Committee of Jurisdiction bringing in fact witnesses to get to the bottom of what happened, and not even having time to review the report, which, as Professor Turley indicated, is wafer thin when compared to the 36 boxes of documents that were delivered to the last impeachment group. But then to start this hearing with the chairman of the committee saying that the facts are undisputed, the only thing that is disputed more than the facts in this case is the statement that the facts are undisputed. They are absolutely disputed, and the evidence is a bunch of hearsay on hearsay that if anybody here had tried cases before of enough magnitude, you would know you can't rely on hearsay, but we have experts who know better than the accumulated experience of the ages. So here we are. And I would submit we need some factual witnesses. We do not need to receive a report that we don't have a chance to read before this hearing. We need a chance to bring in actual fact witnesses. And there are a couple I can name that are critical to us getting to the bottom. They work for the National Security Council, Abigail Grace, Sean Miskow. They were involved in the U.S.-Ukraine affairs. And they worked with Vice President Biden on different matters involving the Ukraine. They worked with Brennan and Masters. They have absolutely critical information about certain Ukrainians' involvement in our U.S. election. Their relationships with the witnesses who went before the Intel Committee and others involved in these allegations make them the most critical witnesses in this entire investigation. And their records, including their emails, their text messages, their flash drives, their computers, have information that will bring this effort to remove the president to a screeching halt. So we have an article here from October 11th. Kerry Pickett points out that House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff recruited two former National Security Council aides who worked alongside the CIA whistleblower at the NSC during the Obama and Trump administrations. Abigail Grace, who worked at the NSC until 2018, was hired in February, while Sean Miskow, an NSC aide until 2017, joined Schiff's committee in August, the same month the whistleblower submitted his complaint. And goes on to point out that Grace was hired to help Schiff's committee investigate the Trump White House. That month, Trump accused Schiff of stealing people who were working at the White House. And Chairman Schiff said, if the president's worried about our hiring any former administration people, maybe he should work on being a better employer. No, he should have fired everybody, just like Bill Clinton did, all the U.S. attorneys on the same day. That would have saved us a lot of what's going on here. So anyway, we need those two witnesses. They're critical. And then we also need someone who is a CIA detail aide of the Ukraine NSC desk. State Department FOIA shows that he was at an Italy state luncheon. There's Italy ramifications in the last elections. He speaks Arabic and Russian, reported directly to Charles Kupchin, who's a friend of the Clinton's aide, said Blumenthal. He did policy work for Ukraine corruption. Close, continuous contact with the FBI, state, Ukrainian officials. Had a collateral duty to support Vice President Biden. It was, and Biden was Obama's point man on Ukraine. He was associated with DNC operative Ali Chalupa, who we also need. Met with her November 9, 2015 with the Ukrainian delegation. And there's all kinds of reasons we need these three witnesses. And I would ask, pursuant to Section 4, House Resolution 660, ask our chairman to, our ranking member, to submit the request for these three witnesses, because we're not having a factual hearing until we have these people that are at the bottom of every fact of this investigation.
Gentlemen,
I yield back. Thanks for bringing down the gavel hard. That was nice.
Seriously, dude, there was no question.
Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The President has regularly and recently solicited foreign interference in our upcoming elections. Professor Turley warns that this is an impulse buy moment and suggests that the House should pause. Professor Carlin, do you...
For all things Randy, go to randyrhodes.com, but meet me here for the live show, 4 o'clock Eastern.